Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, if you have a copy of God's Word. I want to begin reading 9, verse 11. God will be our help. The Bible says in Titus chapter 2, verse 11, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." Now watch this, verse 13. "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. Looking for our blessed hope. Looking for our blessed hope. As we see this here, we see that he's talking here to Titus about that blessed hope. He said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to say that looking and our blessed hope, that blessed hope we have, looking to it and looking for it, amen, is far greater than just plain salvation. Amen. Our blessed hope is not just salvation. It's more than salvation. Amen. Salvation is something that we have. Amen. It's a present possession. Amen. And you don't hope for something you got. Amen. You get that tonight? We don't hope for something that we have. We already have it. So why should we hope for it? Amen. Now, if you're here tonight and you're lost, you ain't got it. You're lost without God and you have no hope. Amen. You might have a little bit of hope in this world, but this world will let you down. But I'm going to say we got a God that won't let us down. And we have hope that's outside of this world. And so we realize, praise God, that in order to have hope, we have to put our trust and our faith in our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That we trust in Him, praise God. And hope is looking, Paul's telling Titus here, that hope that we have is looking to that blessed. Amen. The blessed of God. Amen. Look at the Lord Jesus Christ, the return of our Savior. That's our hope. Amen. Without that, we wouldn't have any hope. See, men are of three parts. We're body, soul, and spirit. One day in a little while, if God tarries, this old body's going to wear out. I'm feeling the effects of it now, ain't you? We're starting to wear out and starting to get beraggled in this old body, praise God. Starting to get tired in this old body, and praise God. One day this old body will be laid down. And if the Lord tarries, He's coming, we're going to go to the grave. His body will be laid in the grave. Our spirit and soul will go back to God and give it. But that body will die. And we'll lose that body, amen. But we'll gain that body in the resurrection. Amen. So if you like your body a whole lot, praise God, you ought to be praying and looking for that blessed hope, which is in Christ Jesus our Savior. We ought to be looking to that blessed hope. We ought to be looking for our blessed hope. Now I said hope is a faith with expectation. And it's more than just a salvation. It's more than just what a confession that we made to God. But it's a commitment that we made and a reception of Him into our lives. Become our Lord and our Savior. So we're looking for that blessed hope. Now that looking for that blessed hope, the Bible says about having a vision. Because He said without a vision, the people perish. So we look at it and talking about a perspective that we have. But it goes beyond, our vision goes beyond a perspective, it goes to an objective. And our objective ought to be to see the Savior face to face. Amen. That we're not going to give any ground, praise God, and we're going to keep pressing on till we see our Savior face to face. That is our blessed hope, and we need to be looking for that blessed hope. That's our vision. I'm wondering if our vision's right. I think some of us is getting nearsighted. We're just seeing right here and now, but we don't see afar off. I told a fellow today, I don't think we're looking as far ahead as we ought to. I think the children of God, we ought to be looking way down the road. Amen. Looking for a soon coming Savior, praise God, who's going to come back, amen, in power and great glory and might, praise God, to come to get me and you to take us to be with Him where He is. The only hope of this body, only hope of redeeming of this body, praise God, is the soon coming, praise God, of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm looking for Him to come. Take us out of here. He tells us in 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Very familiar. We've used this many, many times. He says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brother. Verse 13. He don't want ignorant brethren running around. Amen. He wants us to know what's happening. What's coming along. He said, concerning them which are asleep, or they've died, that you sorrow not as others which have no what? Hope. Amen. Others that have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in a cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He said, wherefore comfort one another with these words. So what he's saying here is that we're looking, we've got a vision, we're looking, anticipating to being caught up with the Lord. Amen. Without dying. What my hope is, praise God, Brother Charles, is to get out of here without going by the grave. Amen. Praise God. You say, how are you going to do that? By looking for Jesus. Looking for the author and finisher of my faith. Amen. Looking for that blessed hope. That one that's going to step out, glory be to God, in a day, in a moment, an hour. Praise the Lord. He's going to be that great light that will shine upon. Glory be to God. He'll come down and He'll manifest Himself. And we'll see Him and we'll go up to be with Him where He is. That's our blessed hope. That's the hope that we have. Amen. It's in Christ Jesus that we can go out of here without dying. When we do that, we get to take these bodies with us. They just changed. Amen. Remember what he says in Corinthians? He said we're changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Praise God. Transformation takes place, and we got a body, praise God, that'll be able to stand the depths of glory. Amen. You think about that. And be able to stand in the presence of a holy God, amen, and be able to take it. I wouldn't be able to take it. See, he told Moses, he said, Moses, I just want to see you see you. He said, yeah, I'll let you see the hinder part. He hung him and hit him in the cleft of the rock and just let him see the hinder part, praise God, as he went out of sight. And that so changed Moses. He come out of there, praise God, and had to put a veil on his face because his face shined like, praise God, like something had been shining in him. Amen. Made a difference in him. So what we're looking for today, we're looking for that blessed hope, the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, to go out of here with never having tasted death. Amen. Wouldn't that be something? Praise God, just be going along about whatever you're going tomorrow or tonight or right now, praise God. Just be thinking upon the Lord, meditating on the goodness of God, and all of a sudden, glory to God, we just go out of here. Amen. Amen. Well, I mean, we leave out here, don't even have to go out the door. Glory be. Can you imagine? We can only imagine. Praise God. Our minds can't comprehend the goodness of God and the promise that He's given us. But He said we'd be looking for that blessed hope. Praise God. A whole lot more than salvation. It's a hope of eternity. A hope of security. A hope of help forever. Praise God. So we see that blessed hope in Lord Jesus Christ. Christ coming back to get us. Amen. Now those that's died, praise God, or be resurrected, that's died since He went back to heaven. But those that's alive and remain be called up to go with Him. Boy, what a day that'll be. Well, what is it? You say, well, what does He do in the meantime, praise God? I'm glad you asked. That blessed hope, praise God, it leads to purification. It makes us pure. When we trust in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it brings purity to the believer. Look at 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, he said, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Have you ever wondered why the world don't understand you in your Christianity? Have you ever wondered why the world don't understand why you get up on Sunday morning and go to church while they're loading up the boat and going to the lake? Have you ever wondered why on Wednesday night they get out the John Deere and go to mowing the yard when you're getting in your car and going to the house of God? They don't understand you. You don't make sense to them, Brother Dean. They don't understand why you'd leave out on a Wednesday night after you're tired and wore out and go set to a house of God. Listen, people get up and sing and then get some old slobbering preacher up and get in the Word of God and begin to preach and shout and scream and spit and slobber. And they just don't understand that. Amen. He said, John says, he said, people don't understand us. He said, beloved, now are we the sons of God? See, we are and they ain't. See, that's what makes the difference. We are, you are, and they ain't. That's why you understand why you do what you do, and they don't understand why you do what you do. It's confusing to them. Don't make no sense. There's nothing in it for them, so they think. But praise God, there's a whole lot more than this and what they've got. Hey, you get more right here than you can on a John Deere. Amen? Praise the Lord. You get blessed from God. He said, doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. So that's our blessed hope. We're looking for a Savior. And He's coming because He promised He would. But look at verse 3. And every man that hath this what? Hope. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. So you see what he says here? He said, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself. It means people don't have to come beat you on the head and try to beat into you what's right. You know what's right according to what God says, amen, and we purify ourselves. We set ourselves aside, we purify ourselves, we do those things, it's right. And those looking at us, they won't understand why we are what we are, but praise God, they understand that, they'll understand one day that they was a pure heart. I told that old atheist one day, he said, well, he's an atheist, he didn't believe in that mess. He said, you just get up there and tell people they're going to hell. So I know, I said, I don't tell them they're going to hell, I try to give them heaven. Amen. But sometimes they choose hell. I said, I try to be a good moral person, as good as I can be according to a precious word of God. Try to live a good and pure life. Be a light to men and a help where I can. Amen. And if I'm wrong, praise God, I've lived a good moral life. I've lived a good life before Him. I've done the best I can. I've helped where I can. But I said, what if you're wrong? You're going to spend eternity in hell. Amen. But if I'm wrong, I've just lived a good moral life and been pleasing in the sight of my God and in the eyes of men. Amen. At least I've contributed to society. He turned around. He didn't want to talk no more. But amen, praise God. I'm glad that God purifies you. He puts a purification system in you, man, that cleanses you because of that blessed hope that's in you. You know why most of the world just wicked and vile as devil itself? They ain't got nothing in them. There's an emptiness and a void, praise God. It's got to be filled up so that they can learn to know to go in the right direction. And we're seeking to go everywhere else, praise God, but to the Lord. And why is it that He's always the last thing, the last person, the last place we'll go to when we need help? He has all the answers. Man don't have the answer. Man, they can't satisfy. So, Dr. Phil, amen, he just makes stuff up and goes wrong and calls people stupid and everything else. But he don't give no solutions. I won't say God gives you solutions. He is the answer. Amen. And praise God, he said when that blessed hope gives us purification, it makes us pure of heart so that we can love the Lord and love one another. So that we're looking for His appearance. I don't know about you, I'm longing to see Him. I want to see my Savior, praise God, before much longer. Amen, praise God. I've about had all this old world I can stand. I'm ready to go be with Jesus. And so shall I ever be with my Lord. Amen, I'll be in His presence. Have you ever thought about that? I'll be in His presence forevermore. Now, I may not be in a place where I can look and see Him, but praise God, I know that there'll be a sense that He's right there with me. But you know what? I got that a long time ago. Sometimes this old flesh will try to rise up and say, well, where's your God now? Amen. Won't seem. Sometimes this old flesh, to this old flesh, it don't seem like He's there. But praise God, just about the time I get ready to get in some kind of dismal darkness, praise God, there's a still small voice says, right. I'm right here. Amen. Say, it's all right, son. I ain't went nowhere. I'm right here with you, praise God. Just keep on looking up, keep pressing on, glory be to God, and it's going to be all right.
Amen.
Old devil has to take a back seat, to, praise God. I throw off that old saddle he was using to ride. If we ain't careful, we'd give him a saddle. Yeah. Devil's going to try to ride you every time he can. Yeah. Praise God, if we ain't careful, though, we give him a saddle. You know, we get the mully grubs and we get the old pitiful me thing going on. We get the self-pity going on. Say, oh, pitiful me. Everybody's so, I'm so mistreated. Amen. Glory be to God. I won't say, glory to God, just throw that saddle of the devil off and say, glory to God, I've got a living Savior who loves me. He's in me. Praise God. He's preserved me. He's preserving me. He's going to redeem me. He's going to deliver me safe over yonder in a little while. We have a blessed hope, praise God. We have a purifying Savior. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. God says here, John says, we can be pure in Him because He's in us. We have that blessed hope. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself. What is that hope? What's the hope we have? Of Jesus coming again. A soon coming Savior. That's our hope. It says, it's just like, Brother Rex, we're out here and we're out here in the waste, barren, and wilderness. And they said in Deuteronomy chapter 31, said it's out there in the waste, barren, and wilderness, praise God. But said God swooped down and He scooped them up on the wings of eagles, praise God, and He carried them yonder. Amen. That's where we're at. We're just in a waste, barren, wilderness, praise God. But glory be to God, we've been saved and sanctified, purified, glory be to God, just waiting on the Lord Jesus Christ, looking for Him, Brother John, to swoop down and take us out of here.
Amen.
And He could do it any day, any moment, any time. Bible says, the disciples said, Lord, Lord, when are you going to come establish your kingdom? When is all this going to take place? And Jesus says, as it was. Amen. As it was the days of Noah. He says, as it was the days of Lot. We're there. We've been living that day. He said, when there's wars and rumors of wars and pestilence all over the place, that's where we're at. That last night, the Russian planes was 60 miles off the coast of Alaska. Night before that, they was 100 miles off the coast of Alaska, capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. Amen? We're knocking on the doors of something big. Man, Brother Rex's talking about that, praise God, but we ain't worrying about that something big. We're still looking for Savior. Amen. Our redemption draweth nigh, praise God. He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. He's even at the door, praise God. Amen. Man ought to be standing with the hand on the doorknob, ready to let Him in, praise God. Glory be to God. When He comes in, glory to God, He blesses us, helps us, purifies our heart, and helps us to keep looking for Him. What He's doing in that purification process, He's going through and filtering out all that stuff that would take your attention off of looking for Him. Anything that would so easily beset you is moved out of the way. All those weights, amen, that we have. Now, weights aren't necessarily sins, amen. It's just things that would take our mind and focus off of what's right. What's real? What'll help us? But now sin is a weight, amen, that'll drag us down. You get that? Amen. Weights is not necessarily sins, but sins is weight that'll bring us down. It'll keep us from being what God have us to be. So we got to shake off the weight, praise God, with the help of the Lord, realizing that those that's got Him in it through the purification process. It's that liver in you. See, the liver takes out all the bile stuff. The liver separates out all the junk out of your bloodstream, praise God, all the impurities. And I remember I told you, I preached a message one time on in the center of your liver, there's a piece of cartilage type tissue, and it's shaped in the form of a cross. And your blood goes through the small side of that, has to go through the cross, and when it comes out on the other side, Brother Dean, it's pure, then your body can use it. Amen. For God's glory. Amen. When God takes us through the cross, glory be to God, where the blood's been applied, amen, we come out on the other side, amen, useful for God's glory. Praise the Lord. Every man that hath this hope in him, amen, that's been through the blood, praise God, purifieth himself. I don't have to have somebody keep knocking on the board and say, hey, you know what? You, uh, You had some bad thoughts today. Not gonna be, hey, you said some bad things today. I don't have to have that, praise God. There's one inside me that does that before I even get it uttered, before I even get a thought through. Praise God, He's in there. He's ministering to my heart, purifying my soul. Amen. So that one that we're looking for, amen, looking for that blessed hope, praise God, because it purifies. Not only does it purify, but Brother Rex, it helps us to have patience. Amen. It teaches us patience. I like Brother Rex always getting on my messages. Amen. Praise the Lord. He always comes up with two or three things where God's given me. He teaches us patience. Look over at James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Now, he's talking here in chapter 5 about those rich, the rich, and how they just despitefully use us and abuse us. How they take advantage of people. Amen. And how they live just for those earthly pleasures and the things of the world. And he said, even Christians, they've condemned and killed. They put you down. They've ridiculed you. Amen. But he goes in verse 7 of James chapter 5, and he says, be patient therefore, brethren. So he leaves that old rich man over at the rich man's house. He comes down to where me and you are, and he said, hey, listen, brethren, just be patient and keep looking. Amen. Praise God. Be patient, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he received the early and the latter rain. But watch this, verse 8. Be ye also patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. So where is our blessed hope? What are we looking for? We're looking for our blessed hope, and it's in the coming of the Lord. Coming again, glory be to God. Amen. Coming to manifest Himself to us. And when we learn these patience, you know what He's telling us here? When we learn the patience, Lord, learn this way, focused on Lord, praise God, it helps us to learn to be patient while we wait. Amen. Are you here when anybody got kids? Nobody wants to admit it. Got a whole bunch of folks here say they got kids, are nodding their head, nobody raise their hand and admit it. Amen. I'm with you sometimes. Amen. We got kids, but sometimes they try our patience. Amen. But He said, while you're going through all this patience making stuff that God put you through, the trials and tribulations, even with our own children, our own families, people around us, He said, just be patient. He said, how you got patience? Praise God. Just realize it. Amen. No matter what happens, the Lord's coming and there to get you out of here. Amen. That blessed hope is going to come to pass, and He's coming to get you. Praise God. Hey, it don't matter how bad it gets. Don't matter how troublesome it gets. Praise God, the Lord's coming. The blessed hope is coming, and He's coming to get you. So He just says, be patient and wait on the hope, and wait in hope. Praise God. Because just in a little while, the Lord's coming to get us. Praise God. He's coming again, just like He said He would. Bless His holy name. Amen. So we have our blessed hope is in purification, purifying hope. It's in blessed hope. Amen. It's in the hope of patience. But it's also in the hope of that makes us watchful. Amen. It's a hope that makes us watchful. Look at Mark chapter 13. Mark chapter 13, verse 34. Got an old Schofield. It's on 1,064. A hope that we have. Mark chapter 13, verse 34 said, for the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening or at midnight or at the cock crowing or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. So if you're sleeping, you're not watching. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Amen. So He says that we need to be watchful while we're waiting. Amen. So while we're practicing patience, we need to be patiently watching. Amen. Because good God of glory is swooping down one day and get us to take us out of here. So if we're patient and patiently watching, what looking for the Lord, amen, that blessed hope as we're watching to see, what should that do? It should make us more careful on our conduct, how we conduct ourselves. You know, the things that we do, those places that we go, the things that we see, Just little simple words. Amen. The things that we hear, what we listen to, it has effect on us while we're waiting. Amen. But if we're waiting and we're watching, if we're watching, Brother Kevin, then we're expecting. Amen. What did we say hope was? Faith with expectation. What are we expecting? A soon coming Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ to appear, praise God, and say, come up hither and take us out of here. So the Bible says that it teaches us to be here, and Mark says it teaches us to be faithful. Faithfully watching for the Lord. Amen. To be faithful while we're watching, while we're learning patience. While we're patiently watching and learning patience, we're patiently watching and waiting on the Lord. Because He's coming again, take us out of here, glory be to God, to be with Him. Praise God. So if we're faithful and we're watching and we're patient and we're purified, amen, then the Bible, James says that we're supposed to be doers of the Word, not hearers only. So we're patiently watching, waiting, doing while we're working, praise God, while we're watching for Lord Jesus Christ, expecting Him come any day. Amen. You say, preacher, that all, it just gets so complicated. It's not really that complicated, praise God, because Christ in you shows you which way to go, and He shows you how to go, how to get there. Amen. So we're faithfully watching and waiting, praise God, expecting until He takes us into the work, praise God, takes us into the field, because He's ripe already to harvest, expecting us, praise God, to go out and tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. Why? Because we expect Him to come any minute, any day, to take us out of here, so we're going to be busy about His business. Amen. Trying to get folks saved. Praise God. You say, why, preacher? Why would we be doing all? Because we don't want to be ashamed when He comes. Amen. So if we're looking for our blessed hope, praise God, it'll help us not to be ashamed when He comes. Look back at 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. He says, and now, little children, He's talking to me and you. Amen. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 28. And now, little children, abide in Him. Who's Him? Jesus. He said, abide in Jesus. He said, just hang out with Jesus. Amen. Don't go hang out on the corners, hang out a store down here, down there, praise God. He said, just hang out with Jesus. Abide with Him, praise God. Amen. Because you say, well, why would I do that? Because He knows where you need to go. And He's going to take off there one day and you'll be able to go with Him. He said, abide in Him that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. Amen. So if we're looking for our blessed hope, and it's in Christ Jesus, praise God, we realize that blessed hope, amen, gives us a vision, gives us the looking, observing, expecting something at any minute. Expecting the Lord to show up and show out and just do something for us, praise God, that we can't do for ourselves. He purifies our heart. He shows us patience, keeps us watchful, praise God. So when He comes, we won't stand there before Him all ashamed. But we'll stand there in confidence and say, yo, with a big smile on our face, saying, Lord, I've been expecting you. Amen. Some days I go pick up little Mia. When Brian has to work over or something, they'll call me and say, can you pick up Mia? So I go down and when I get to Rachel's, she's babysitting. I go up on the porch and she's got two or three other young'uns that she babysits. And I go up on the porch and I'll just stop and look in the front door. And I wait till Mia looks around and she'll say, Papa! Amen. Why? Because she was expecting Daddy! Amen. Either one of them would have made her all excited because she is expecting somebody to come get her. See, that's the way we ought to be watching with patience, praise God, saying, well, just a little while, He's coming to get me. Amen. And that way, when He comes, praise God, we'll be excited when He comes. Amen. We'll be expecting when He comes, glory be God, and we won't be caught ashamed. I don't want to be ashamed, praise God, at the appearing of my Savior. I want to be caught expecting. Amen. With looking for that blessed hope of my Lord Jesus Christ coming to take me out of here to be with Him. What a day that'll be. Amen. And see, we won't be ashamed because when He comes, praise God, we'll be expecting Him. He said, those that are looking for Him will see Him when He comes. But I wonder how many people really are looking for Him to come. But see, if we're looking for Him, we're expecting Him to come, praise God, we'll be excited about His coming. Amen. And we'll be rejoicing when He gets here. Praise be to God. He won't have to question where we stand. Amen. Talk about them stewards, the master went on a journey. I read in your hearing a while ago, the master goes on a journey and he's gone for a long time. And he gave some servants some things to do. Some of them was faithful and some of them was slothful in the work. And when he come back, praise God, hey, it didn't take but just a minute to find out who was who. Amen. But praise God, if we're faithful, we're purified, and we're watching, and we're working, praise God, and doing the things of God, when He comes, we won't have to be ashamed. Because as soon as He sees us, He said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. He said, you was expecting me, you've been working, you've been doing a good work, praise God. Come on in, praise God, into the fellowship of the Lord. But you know what? We can get in on that now. Every day of our life, praise God, just to be a watching and a looking for Lord Jesus Christ, expecting till He comes, and thinking, make when every morning I get up, I say, man, could this be the day? Could this be the day Jesus steps out, praise God, and says, come up hither. Amen. And then I say, Lord, please, praise God, get some more of my family in. Help them that the day would be the day. I pray, oh God, send the Holy Ghost one more time to prick their hearts, that they might be saved. Amen. Why? Because they need to be looking for the blessed hope. Amen. I don't think if we're not saved, we're not looking for that blessed hope. I don't think they're going to see it. Amen. I believe we need to be looking for a blessed hope, expecting until He comes. That's what hope is. Expecting until He's come. Amen. That way we won't be found, we won't be caught up ashamed when He comes. Why? Because we'll be watchful. If we're watchful, then we'll be ready. Amen. You say, well, preacher, He ain't come yet. And they've been saying for 2,000 years, He's come. He ain't come yet. Well, you got to be patient. That's where patience comes in. Patience, expecting till He comes to take us up to be with Him. Amen. Patience, watching, and being ready. Amen. Being ready for what? For being ready for His coming when He comes. Amen. And He's coming. He's coming again, just like He said He would. Amen. Glory be to God, and what a time we're going to have. Amen. And forever in the presence of the Lord. Like I say, glory be to God, no matter where you're at in glory. Amen. At the speed of thought, He'll be where you're at. Glory to God. Won't that be something? Bless His holy name. And we've got that. We have that blessed hope today in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. We're looking, amen, for that blessed hope, Christ Jesus, to come in His glory. Amen. Manifestation of Himself. See, He come in bound up in flesh last time, but He's coming bound up in glory this time. Amen. Glory be to God. And we get those old glorified bodies. Hey, I'm not looking. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. Take me to be with Him. Ain't you? Expecting till He comes. Amen. Bless His holy name. What a Savior we have in Christ Jesus our Lord.